At Home with Jada. In Mr. Vic's neighborhood of years past, things were pretty much the same when it came to sex and boring, horny, eager women. As you come to find out in this upcoming tale of juicy, hot smut, 50-year-old Mr. Vic is no less horny than the present-day 30-year-old man carrying on the erotic tradition. In Bed with Jada, along with being a television cameraman, I'm also a still photographer specializing in prepared food. It was a beautiful summer day, and I was on assignment for the Food Network. But unlike most of my shooting assignments, I wouldn't be doing any shooting in the studio that day. All my picture taken would be done at the home of Italian celebrity chef Giada Deliciosa. Coincidentally, it was the same day Giada had moved into her new home, and she was still decorating when I arrived.
"I'm upstairs, Mr. Vic,"
she yelled out to me after buzzing the front door to let me in the house. Giada then told me to come up to where she was putting the finishing touches on a newly purchased bed. As I walked into the room, she was bent over the bed while making it up with all new bedding. "Wow, really nice," I said, but I wasn't talking about the new comforter and its matching shams. I was referring to Jada's beautifully shaped ass and how tempting it looked. The petite woman in the provocative position was wearing a bathing suit because she'd just been swimming in the backyard pool and hadn't yet changed. I was surely glad she hadn't. Not only did it show off a real nice ass, it clearly showed Jada's other fine attributes, like her solidly built legs and well-stacked chest. My dick grew to its maximum size as I imagined myself slipping my hard cock right between her two meaty cheeks. As Jada stood up to greet me, I made like I was interested in the development of a new home. The fact is, I was more interested in the development of my new hard-on and where I wanted to put my new erection. Unaware of my erotic thoughts, the real cutesy television star smiled as she moved up to me.
"Do you like?"
she asked with her ever-sweet smile. I told her I loved the new room and its nicely made-up bed. As I stared lustily at another man's wife, I wanted to tell Jada the bed was nice, but it needed to be messed up by the two of us fucking each other silly. Naturally, I couldn't say that to the unsuspecting woman. Any thoughts I had concerning Jada's awesome body had to be kept to myself. Not only was she supposedly happily married, she was a very well-known television star. Normally, a woman like her would have absolutely no interest in an ordinary cameraman and a food photographer like me. At least that's what I thought, before one of the Food Network's biggest stars noticed the big bulge inside my pants. Still grinning, Jada moved up to me, looking down at my extra-large boner.
"What's that, Mr. Vic?"
she asked, nodding her head towards the obvious.
"You've got a hard-on from seeing my new bedroom,"
she asked, while moving closer. Suddenly, she had her hand flat on my chest and was leaning her body against mine.
"Or did you get a big stiff one from me and my sexy bathing suit? Is that why you got a big, fat hard-on, Mr. Vic? Giada's hot body gave you one?"
"Of course you did. The little bitch was that hot. She always gets my cock big and hard, even while I watched her on television. This time was no different. Well, maybe a little different." Jada was leaning against my hard-on while lowering the straps of her bathing suit off her shoulders. That alone told me that this hard-on was going to be a lot different from all the others. Suddenly, much more of a plentiful chest was showing, and I was drooling. Still, I had some reservations. "Jada, your husband wouldn't like what you're doing," I said, and she retorted,
"My husband's not here to know, is he?"
With that, the straps moved further down her arms, and I gawked with lust at the massive tits, still partially covered, but very